Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're studying in the booklet called Breaking Free from Performance Orientation. And I want to tell you, this is a life changer if you can grasp the truth of how to get free from this cycle of performance, because you wake up every morning counting and measuring, counting whatever you got to do that day, measuring how much you got done the day before, or measuring what someone else is accomplishing and you're not accomplishing. So the counting and measuring with performance orientation keeps all of us in a place of restlessness. We can't enter into the rest of the Lord because we're counting and measuring. And then all of that is just fueled with lies that we've believed probably since childhood. All right, well, let's turn. If you're following along in the booklet, you can look on page 9, because I'm going to be talking about performance orientation is built on lies. And these are lies that you didn't even know were lies. You know, you can have a lie and think it's the truth, but it's a lie. Lies that you believed even in childhood that was never defined as a lie can be what you are still measuring your worth on, okay? You can be measuring your worth on what you get done each day and not be aware of it. So lies could have been, I'm just not good enough. I'm not as good as my brother. Look what all he gets done. He finished his degree. I didn't get my degree finished. Or it can be a sister. Wow, she cleans her room. She keeps her hair done. Wow, I'll never measure up. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be as good as my sister, my brother. And it could come from parents saying, why don't you get your act together? You're not going to get anything done. You'll never amount to anything if you don't start overcoming being sloppy. You know, just statements like that. You believe the lie, I'll never be good enough. I'll never accomplish anything. So lies we believe in childhood are truly at the root of performance, because when you hear the lie, you're not even aware of it at 7, 8, 9 years old. You can make a vow, I'll show you what I'm going to be accomplishing. I'll show you. And even just that tone of my voice, you may identify with, I'll show you. And so you start then striving to prove something to someone. And then once you're an adult, you may be successful. But every day, the performance will not allow you to even rest, because you're still in that cycle of proving, of striving, trying to even measure up to yourself and your goals that you placed on yourself based on the lie you believe from childhood. And so it's a vicious cycle. Some of the lies would be, I must prove I'm good enough to be a part of this family. Because if you were measured back and forth with your siblings, that would be your lie. I got to prove. I'm good enough. Like if you're the youngest and the oldest in the family, accomplish great things, then you can have that lie. I have to prove I'm good enough. I must prove my worth. I must keep doing it for them. And if I don't keep pressing, no one will love me, because I'm not bringing value to the family. These are lies. I have to show them how smart I am, especially if your siblings were always comparing their grades, mom and dad's comparing you to them, then you would have that lie, I've got to prove I'm smart enough. Even if you had a teacher in high school that gave some kind of a real critical remark about your grades,
if you want to get to college, you're going to have to pull this up. You know, those kind of statements. And then if you did not take that lie captive, then you're still trying to prove to the teacher that you're good enough. And then if I keep working hard, then I'll prove my worth. I have ministered to people 50 and 60 years old. They're still trying to prove their worth, that they're worth something. And maybe they've accomplished a lot, but yet every day is still that counting and measuring themselves against others, siblings, and even their own accomplishments when they were younger and had more energy. Now they're older, they're 60, and now they can't. So listen, performance orientation can affect every season of our life and every age. So I want to encourage you, let's press into it. And I want to say this to you. David in the Psalms, Psalms 55, he literally gave us a time frame to work on issues and get free from them. Okay? It's amazing. It's a secret that's in the scriptures. Secrets in the scriptures. Okay? And it's Psalms 55. And he said, evening, morning, and then at noon or through noon, I'm gonna deal with this and release this burden. Release it. So we are going to be offering 24-hour intensive retreats for people that want to deal with the performance orientation. And we're going to take the amount of time that David has in Scripture and help you work through every single lie to get free from the lie. But see, a lot of times you've lived with something and you think it's truth. It takes you sharing your story, childhood, young adult years, and the timeline of your life is how we can help you pinpoint the lies that are fueling the performance. And so we do that in a 24-hour span of time. It's called an intensive retreat to break the cycle of performance. So I want to encourage you, just check out our website or call our office and come and be a part of that. Okay, just a few more lies. Okay, here, never measuring up. I have to work to make up for my mistakes. Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. So many people that have made a major mistake in their marriage, maybe infidelity, maybe a job loss. And what happens with these major mistakes is you don't forgive yourself all the way to the root of where the lies are. That's where the lies are. And so then you go into performance. I got to prove to my family that I'm going to be able to get back the income I lost. I'm going to prove to my family I can provide for them. I'm not a loser. I can provide. So trying to make up for past mistakes is another major issue that creates performance. So isn't it time to get your freedom? To break free of these lies so that the cycle of performance can be broken and you can enter into His rest. The Bible says, come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden. You're wore out, you're tired, carrying a heavy load. And Jesus said, I'll give you rest. And so let's just enter into the time of the rest with the Lord and keep going through this booklet. I only got through one page today. I'm sorry, but I got stuck on it. Okay. Oh, let me say these through and then we'll finish. I'll never measure up to my big brother. I'll never measure up to dad's expectations. And mom doesn't love me. She loves my baby sister. These are just lies. Another example of lies. And you may hear it from my voice, and it triggers it in you. And if you felt that, then it's time to work through it. God bless you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.